Today we want to think on the subject of assurance in Christ. When you ask people, are you going to heaven? Many will say, well, I think so. Or some, I hope I will. There are even believers who are not certain because they are taught that they can lose their salvation. However, the Bible is very clear concerning the assurance of salvation. In 1 John chapter 5, 11 to 13, we read, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." And then I'm sure, of course, that you remember John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I'm sure most of you have heard of Fanny Crosby that wrote songs, and one of the songs she wrote was Blessed Assurance. And it goes like this: "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God." And that last line that says, "heir of salvation, purchase of God," this is an important part of the assurance of salvation, because salvation was purchased by Jesus Christ himself and is ours by faith, not by any works of our own. Christ did the work, therefore salvation is perfect and is complete. If we had to purchase it through our goodness or our own works, there would be no certainty, there would be no assurance of salvation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, we read, "For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And then Fanny Crosby also wrote, "Born of the Spirit." Each of us were physically born into a family here on earth. I was born into the Gonerman family. And each of us had our own family that we were born into physically. But none of us by physical birth are God's children or part of his family. But we are God's children and part of his family when we've received Christ as our Savior. John 3, verse 3 says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." When a sinner hears the gospel, it is the Holy Spirit that convinces them of their sinfulness and their need of righteousness and their need that, and the truth that judgment awaits if they do not trust Christ. But when they repent of their sin and accept Jesus as their Savior, they are born into God's family and they become a child of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 says this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized or placed into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now, it uses the word baptism of the Holy Spirit. That doesn't mean that we're saved when we're baptized, but when we're baptized, we're placed into the water. And when we're saved, we are placed into the body of Christ, into God's family. And therefore, we have the assurance that we are one of His children. Fanny Crosby continued to write, "Washed in the blood, the believer has been cleansed by the blood of Christ when he received Christ as his Savior. And it's not by whether or not we feel cleansed." Notice Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." The believer has been cleansed from all sin. And then we further read back in Psalms chapter 103, verses 10 to 12. "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Not only have we been cleansed from our sin by the blood of Christ, but it has been forever removed from us. Our sin will never be held against us. As we stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day, there may be loss of reward because of sin as a believer, but there will never be any condemnation. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we read, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus." Now, what about when we as believers sin? Because when we're saved, we're not made perfect. We will still sin and come short. But what about that? Sin breaks fellowship, but it does not bring condemnation. But fellowship can be restored. And we read in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And that's the assurance we have. And then Fanny Crosby continued to write in the song Blessed Assurance. In verse 2, she wrote, "Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight." The believer has the assurance that when he is totally yielded to the Lord, and when Jesus is Lord of his life, there will be great delight and rapture and joy and satisfaction and fulfillment, and there will be great blessing. In John 15, verses 10 and 11, we read, "If you keep my words, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you." Now notice, "that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full." You see, when we live for the Lord Jesus, when we have him as our Savior and live in fellowship with him, we have joy and blessing that can't be described. And then Fanny Crosby continued in her song, "Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy and whispers of love." And this part of her song is based on the experience that Jacob back in the Old Testament had as he was fleeing from Esau. Jacob was asleep, and you remember in a dream, angels walked up and down the ladder or the stair steps. This was the promise of God's continual presence and care and provision and blessing. And we who are believers have the same promise. In Hebrews chapter 1, let's see, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, we read, Hebrews 1, 14. Okay, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, we read, concerning the angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? And the heirs of salvation are referring to believers. We have the promise of God's angels ministering to us, and that adds assurance of God's care for us. And then Fanny Crosby continued in the third verse of that song. She wrote, "Perfect submission, all is at rest. I, in my Savior, am happy and blessed." Fanny was blind most of her life, if you remember. Yet in knowing Jesus Christ as her Savior and living in total submission to him, she experienced great peace. And the believer has the assurance of peace also, regardless of what trials that we may face in life. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, we read, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You remember David said back in the psalm, "Rest in the Lord." And we all remember the many trials that he faced. And just as David had the assurance of peace, we have the assurance of peace also. When we know Christ as our Savior and are living for him, we have the assurance that no matter what we go through, we'll have peace. And then lastly, Fanny Crosby wrote, "Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love." She was watching and waiting for the Lord's return. And we have the same assurance of the Lord's return also. Remember, Jesus said to his disciples just before he went back up into heaven, he said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And since I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Yes, Jesus is coming again, and we need to be watching and waiting for his return. And we don't know when it will be, but we need to be watching and working, and not only watching and waiting, but in the meantime, we need to be working, and we need to be filled with his love, as Fanny Crosby wrote. In the light of the assurance that we all have if we've received Christ as our Savior, in all of these areas, we ought to be praising our Savior all the day long, as the chorus of Fanny's song went, praising our Savior all the day long. And we, as believers, need to be filled with joy and need to be praising him all the day long. As other people look at us and see us, they should see us as joyful people, not as sorrowful or gloomy people, but as joyful people filled with praise every time, every day. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for this time that we've had in your word. And Lord, I pray that we might always be thankful for the assurance that we have as believers in Christ, in our salvation and in the blessings and things that we enjoy as a result of our salvation. Help us, Father, to be filled with joy and praise regardless of what we might go through. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.